Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference. All kinds of pictures, they can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're gonna let us play and advertise, that's probably gonna be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you wanna make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkward. XXX.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully, we'll see you online at Awkward. XX. So I feel like this is one of those items that everybody always laughs about. Like you kind of saw it in movies, you're like, oh, it's a penis pump, you know, and you're thinking, what is the point of that? Well, you know, along with all of this fame that I've been given through this podcast, Bathmate was kind enough to send me a penis pump to try out. Now, I told him, you know, on a good day, I'm pushing 9 inches. He sent me the Hydro Extreme 7. And I was hesitant to use it at first because, again, I don't really feel like I need this. But the way they explained it to me is this is kind of like a workout. My dick is like an athlete, like a professional athlete, like, let's say, an NFL player. And it needs to work out daily. So I need to pump iron with this thing about 3 times a day. Do 3 minutes of pumping, and then maybe 2 minutes of what we call jelking. And we do that 5 times a week, so 15 different sessions. To say that Stephanie can feel a difference is, I mean, it goes without saying. I can feel a difference because I'm feeling parts of Stephanie I've never felt before. So I know she can feel a difference. Y'all, it's fun. It feels pretty good. And I mean, it boosts the confidence. I think you should check it out. Go ahead and get one for yourself. bathmatedirect.com/StephanieClassX.
Hey Jason, I think it's time for some shameless self-promotion.
All right, babe, what do you got on your mind?
Well, we've been talking about the spicy pages a lot on the podcast, but I think it's time that we finally invite them in and let them see what it's all about.
Yeah, okay. I mean, everybody always wants to know how to get involved and all that kind of stuff. And the first way to get involved is to, you know, actually see what it is that we do. All of our stuff is so real and so raw.
Right.
But how are you thinking we do it, like movie announcer style?
Sure, we can give it a try.
All right, let's give it a go. In a world where ordinary podcasts just aren't enough, two podcasters with incredible genitalia break free from the mic to bring you an awkward experience like no other. Exclusive content awaits at virginitysnatchers.com.
Dive deep behind the scenes and join us for unfiltered, uncut, and undeniably wild adventures.
Don't just listen, be a part of the journey.
You can come watch me take every single virginity, see close-ups as they enter my pussy for the first time, and get an even closer look into our kinky world.
How was that for dramatic?
I mean, it was dramatic. It might be a little over the top, but I think they'll get the point.
All right. Well, if y'all want to reach out to us, you check out our paid pages. You can find them all on virginitysnatchers.com. Love to interact. We love to do custom content, and we love to help answer your questions. If you need a guaranteed response, you find us on there. If you want to support us, that's the way to do it. Now,
let's get back to the show.
You're listening to the Awkward Pillow Talk podcast. I'm your host, Jason Klass, along with my wife, OnlyFans model and self-proclaimed awkward chick, Stephanie Klass. We're here to get the awkward stuff out of the way.
This podcast is a true representation of our journey through anxiety and learning to love sex. If any of that offends you, we'd like to say, fuck you.
All right, welcome back again to the Awkward Pillow Talk podcast, and we're going to try this for a second time now with Hot Couple Inga. That's Hot Couple in Georgia. Yep. And, you know, the first time I saw you guys, I avoided it for a while just because Inga, for me, I was like, oh, they're not going to understand me. She's hot, but, like, you know, she speaks German. What am I supposed to do? I have no chance there. And then I saw English words on one of your videos, and I was like, oh shit, I should look into stuff a little more instead of just assuming. So
you'd be surprised how many times we get. Where are you guys from? Yeah. Like, it's in our name.
A lot of people don't understand either.
Well, you know, it's Instagram doesn't like to capitalize things.
No.
So I think if it was, you know, capital IN or capital GA even, you know.
It
would have made more sense. But, you know, I blame Instagram, not you guys. It's not your fault. But what caught my attention with you guys is the reel that you posted about basically how you guys were outed by your family, which to us was essentially like the biggest nightmare.
Biggest fear
that we had in general, as far as like, you know, kind of taking our stuff and just being able to be like, okay, we know how to do what we have to do. I was a, you know, I've sold millions and millions of dollars of shit. I know how to sell stuff.
Right.
But I can't do it with my hands tied behind my back. You know what I mean? Feeling like somebody's going to come and, so it was one of those things where, like, we wanted to start talking to people about this to see, is there life on the other side of that, like, you know, terrible...
Right.
Thing
like,
that happens
how do they come
where
out on the other side, okay?
Yeah, like, and I mean, it's so friggin' scary in general. And after talking to you guys, it made me feel better because obviously you're normal people, which is a fantastic thing.
Right.
Normal enough. I mean, normal's relative at this point. But,
yeah.
Tell me a little bit about just kind of. You guys in general, let's do a quick overview of Hot Couple Inga, and then let's break into that story a little bit. And you guys do have an OnlyFans page as well. That's another thing we're going to start highlighting a little more.
Right.
Because it's not something that I avoid talking about, but I almost forget about it when I get into conversations. And I think it's really important because, especially in a conversation like this, where I can... talk to you and say, hey, what is the experience like on your page? What can people expect when they get there? You know what I mean? There's so many bait and switch things that people get on. They're like, hey, I, you know, I subscribed to this chick's page for $10 and now she wants $100 for a 3-minute clip. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff we want to be like, hey, anybody that's come into our network and talk to us, you can essentially count on the fact that if you're going to go to their page, you're not going to get fucked over. It's not going to be, you know, some sort of agency that's like trying to just milk you for everything it's worth.
Right.
You guys are real people.
It's just her, mainly.
That's it. You know, it used to be just, well, it was you with the pictures and then me doing a lot of like the background work on it. And it is so hard. I understand why people are like, I'd love to have an agency. I can't handle that. That would be too much stress for me. Yeah. I got to be in control of that kind of shit. Yeah. So,
same.
But anyways, I am floating off on this conversation.
Sure, you're going away.
So tell us a little bit about yourselves and kind of what ended up with you guys being outed.
Well, I'm Russ.
I'm Ashley.
And our trip in the social media world was by accident. We made a TikTok page 3 years ago, and it was supposed to be just something for me and her to play around with. Maybe 20 people will see it. It's not a big deal.
And we had fought TikTok because we didn't think it was for us. We didn't think it was for adults. We thought it was a kid thing. We fought that TikTok fight for a long time. And so we had no idea the reach that it really was. At that time, how many people would see your stuff if you posted on there publicly?
Yeah.
So we were naive and we also were getting into the lifestyle, so we were feeling a little spicy and testing the boundaries and just kind of trying to put our faces out there and see reactions. And I mean, we all like to get positive comments and likes and, you know, but we honestly really thought that it would be like maybe 20 people, you know, 20, 30 people might see it. That would be hot. Like that would be cute. But like,
that's what our Instagram posts are like right now.
Right.
After our whole reset, 20 to 30 people every time, guaranteed.
We have times awesome. Where we're in trouble and we're the same thing.
We quickly were mistaken. I mean, the first video we posted, it had 375,000 views the first day. And then the second one was this another silly video of her recording me putting up a garden flag.
Like
it just had a pineapple on it. And so she thought
and
it was.
Then we switched it out for the pineapple because we were like, this is where we are. This is who we are. And it was a regular pineapple. It was like a welcome one. But to us, we were like announcing it to the world. And it was the day after that video went viral. And I was like, that would be a really funny TikTok if I just showed you changing out is like a symbolic, like we're announcing ourselves to the world. And that one hit 6 million the next day. And so. Everything.
Wow. I mean, 6 million is a ridiculous reach. Like, I feel like it's not something that everybody fully takes into consideration how large of a number that is. It's a lot of people that have seen that.
The amount of people that saw that video, it's insane.
So that's wild. Pretty
much. Not everyone. We had a few found it, a few saw. We didn't know that it would suggest our stuff to our friends and family. We didn't realize that we thought we live in Georgia. We're away from all our family across the country. Like the people around us might see it. Nobody knows us. It's not that scary. And we had blocked everybody that we thought our kids, we blocked everybody that we thought, would tell or like find it but we missed a few that we had no idea.
Oh no.
We had no idea. Yeah. That they would never even thought about them being on TikTok at all.
Yeah.
A lot of family members that we didn't think.
I was at work, my normal job, and I took, 5-10 minutes. I was just scrolling through my phone on Facebook, and I saw my mom posted our hot couple and GA TikTok account.
Everything.
I'm like, on her Facebook, so our entire family is on there. Our kids, everyone I went to high school with, everyone.
On Facebook, and we thought it was safe over on TikTok because we're like, those people, they'll be over on.
So she just bypassed all those blocks that you guys just
right.
Yeah, I'm like, we had them, but there was way more people than we even thought.
And so I just texted her. I said, "What the fuck?" Be available at, I think it was like, be available at 4:30. I'm calling you. We're going to talk.
Right.
And that's exactly what I did. It was.
But at that point, everyone already knew. Everyone saw. Yeah. We were getting text messages and calls. And then everyone was starting to unfriend us. And then like the next day, my best friend that lived down the road just stopped talking to me altogether. Still have never spoken to me.
Yeah.
Just like everyone else. Oh my gosh.
Like they just look through us. They're like they've never seen us before.
Never met us before at all. And it was just this ride. Everywhere we went, we just felt like everyone knew. Everyone that, you know, because where we live, we have a huge lifestyle here. And most of our area is lifestyle. So it's like if you know, you know. But like a lot of this area knows. So everywhere we were going, and that was our worst fear going into.
Yeah.
Period was our worst fear. And then we decided, you know, you're stuck with, you either own it, people already know, you can't really deny it, they already know. And it was either run into it or run away from it. And it was tempting to not just shut everything down and deny. But at that point, everyone already knew, and we knew they knew, you know, you can't go back now. Yeah,
You run in shame and, you know, put your tail between your legs and say, sorry, guys, I did the wrong thing. You know,
like, you're right. Up.
You know how to run my marriage, not me.
Yeah. But yeah, we were the happiest we had ever been. Everything was positive other than that horrible, like terrifying moment but everything else was going great. We were having the time of our life. We were healthy, physically, mentally, you know, our marriage was better than ever. And we were so excited about this new thing.
Self-esteem. Sky high because you got millions of views on TikTok.
Right.
Like you're riding that high. But then everyone wants to just like, you're a whole different person now. Everything changed.
And everybody has their own opinion and it sucks.
It is crazy that people feel like they have any sort of control over like, our relationship or our lives. You know what I mean? And it's always the unhappy people or the people that have, you know, feel like they're holier than thou or something that right. want to just yeah, shut you out.
Usually
and it's like, come on, y'all. You're supposed to love everybody. Yeah. I love everybody. I don't care that you're crazy in love with God. Like, yeah. it's cool. You do you. Right. I'm yeah. crazy in love with my wife and having sex with random people. So, yeah. like, you know, don't judge me. I won't judge you.
Different folks. Different strokes for different folks.
Exactly.
That's the whole thing is everybody can get along. I don't understand the whole, like, shutting people out, you know. And that was my big fear is you guys, like, you're saying your friend, you know, stopping talking to you and stuff. My best friend in the world, I don't think he'd ever stop talking to me. But it was a fear of mine that, like, he would just jump up on the Pornhub one day because she had millions of views on the hub.
Right.
And I was worried he was going to get up on the hub one day and just be like, oh, that's okay. Jason's cock right there.
Yeah.
That just ruined my jerk off session.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Now, thankfully, I think he's a purveyor of midget porn. So I don't think he'd come across me. But he started listening to this podcast recently. So yes. I'm waiting for him to hear that and then. drop it back to me. But I don't think he'd come. But that was a big fear of mine. So when I called him one day, I called him and essentially just told his wife, I was like, look, man, I feel like I'm at the point now, you know, where I've just got to tell you because it feels like everything I'm doing, I'm restricting. Like before I post something, I'm right. checking like 20 different places to make sure that I'm safe to post first
right.
before I go up. And I'm not doing it because I'm embarrassed. Exactly. I'm doing it because I don't want to embarrass the other people in my life.
Right.
You know, I'm not ashamed. Like, what are you going to do? Oh, Jason's got a big dick. I don't fucking care. You know, like, I'm not ashamed of that. I have no shame, but I would be embarrassed for my mother, you know, if she didn't know that it was coming, you know? So that's the kind of stuff that freaked
us out
a bunch. And we basically, I mean, after talking to you guys, we ended up telling just about everybody. Well, I mean,
we haven't like posted it on like our regular like social media accounts.
No, but hey, we're at the point now where it's like somebody reaches out and they're like, "Hey, what are you all up to?" I'm like, "Oh yeah, I make a living on OnlyFans."
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's funny. I do it because I have no filter, and I think it's hilarious to get people's reactions at this point because it doesn't bother me.
Right.
Yeah. Now we just creep it around.
I'll just send out and be like OnlyFans, and then they'll usually send back like an LOL right. or a laughing face or something.
It'll be like, no.
And I'll be like, yeah, just don't tell everybody. And then they're like, huh? I just leave it at that.
Oh, it's so serious.
Are they gonna come back? Or, you know, am I going to get a subscription on my account that's deleted 2 minutes later? You know?
Right.
Oh, for sure.
Deleted user. Like, huh.
Deleted, and you purchased my $30 pay-per-view.
Yeah,
right.
Who's the real loser here?
Yeah.
I always assume anytime somebody is just like showing up, does the
subscribe
and delete.
Purchase, delete.
I mean, there's always the chance that it's, you know, the husband that's trying to get away with watching porn. I guess there's right. that. But in my mind, I prefer to think that it's somebody that knows us and then was like, oh my God, this is too much to handle. And then right. had to delete everything. So,
yeah. That's
I can dream. You know, it makes it better for me, I guess. So, with you guys telling everybody and your family and stuff, how are they, your family, like your mom, does she talk to you still? Is she cool now? Or is she just like, no?
No, but it's not just because of this. This was the catalyst of a lot of
open conversation,
pre-existing problems that we had. So
I get that.
Kind of just the straw that broke the camel's back. And we tried.
She has something to use.
And now we've tried talking to him about it. Like, this doesn't involve you, you know. It doesn't change anything. Awesome. And so then now it's just, she just said, she uses this as an excuse. We shut her out and this and that and yada, yada, yada. Like, no. I'm like, you go tell your people that. It's fine.
They've all jumped on the bandwagon. For some reason, just a lot of them just follow us as completely different people. And it's cheating and it's against, you know, a lot of religious reasons. And so we've lost most of that family, plus some friends here and there. But we have also gained this huge family of friends and people that we've grown our own. And
yeah,
it's for the better. Those people were, if this changed everything, then they weren't supposed to be there anyway. It really, it's for the better. Definitely.
We haven't made a ton of lifestyle friends just because we feel like we've always kind of been in the wrong crowds at the wrong time.
Right.
We're content. I think we talked about this with you guys at one point, but we're content being by ourselves.
Yeah,
you know,
we
can, we'll go party. I get totally like too many crowds at some point. I'm just like, fuck this.
We just
see
shut
you later.
Down like our social battery or social meter. We just hit that and then we're like done.
So yeah. I've got like a certain amount of party where I'm the funnest fucking person you'll ever deal with. And then I just shut off. I'm just fucking done. See you
like,
later.
He'll be like, having a great time. And then I could just see it. It's just like, whoop. I'm like, he's done. I was like, time to head out.
I used to be the lead singer of a band. So it used to be like 45 minutes on. I would be like, fucking rock on. 15 minutes off, you know. And then at the end of the night, I'm shut the fuck off.
Yeah, he's done.
And that's how I feel it is with this stuff. Like, I can turn it on for a swingers event or something for like a little bit. But I've got to have that exit. I've got to have a break to walk away for a second at least to regain my composure, you know, or whatever.
Stop being, you know, like the, like,
yeah.
I don't know, like shut off for a second.
So outgoing.
Yeah.
I get it.
It's a forced thing. So that's what's cool about like resorts like Hedo and stuff, because we can go out there, we can party our ass off for a minute, and then I'm like, all right, let's go back to the room. You know, and let's just... decompress for a second, be us, remember, you know, just anything.
Right, like, just shut off for a second. Like, people watch if we need to, and then, okay, I'm ready to go back into the party scene and be social again. Right.
But I think you guys are saying, because I asked you if you'd gone on the swingers cruise that happened a few weeks ago. And one thing that I related to you with is you were like, nah, the crowds is just, that's not for me. And I was like, I feel that. Like,
yeah, we wonder if that's the right place or not. I want to go. We really do. It's one of our bucket list items. But like you said, like, I'm the same way. I need my own space. I need quiet. I need room to breathe.
I honestly feel it'd be a lot like a hotel takeover, because you still have your own space. Like, you still could go to your cabin.
It could be fun.
And just like a hotel takeover, like, if you need your time, you just go to your room and decompress.
But
that's a lot of people.
There's a lot of people,
in the middle of the ocean.
Nonstop.
Yeah.
Then I feel like in a situation like that where you have so many, there's got to be so many people that are just completely clueless on the ways of the lifestyle, too.
Right.
You know, like somebody that just, hey, they accidentally took their wife on this cruise thinking it would, you know, turn out for the best or something, you know?
So they don't know the etiquette. And they
maybe not. Maybe it's not, because it is booked through topless and stuff
true,
like that.
I don't know.
A whole lot of that, just because, I mean, it's like a Bliss cruise. You're looking at, what, $4,000 or $5,000 for a couple?
Yeah.
It is.
And, like, that's a lot of money to risk it for the biscuit. I mean.
Dude, you say that, but there's literally dudes that bring their wife to Hedo without telling them what is happening, and then they show up there thinking that this is going to turn into like an awesome
like this is
orgy, and their wife is like, what the fuck have you done?
And their wives are pissed. They are not happy. And I mean, if you tried to pull that on me for the first time, like having any like no idea where I was going, or like thinking I'm going somewhere else, and then you just show up to a, you know, a swinger resort, that would not go well. I mean, now it would be fine. Like, if you were just like, hey, we're going to go somewhere else, and then we show up.
There's no fucking way you'd be okay with me leaving the house without telling you where we're going.
Well, I know. But, like, no, if you were like, hey.
You can't even start the day without me giving you an idea of what we have going on. So.
That's true. Yeah.
There's no surprises here. We've given up on that part of our marriage.
Yeah.
It stresses her out too much.
Yeah.
She's just.
I got to know details.
So, how long after you guys, I guess, kind of got into the lifestyle and stuff, how long have you been doing your OF page now?
It was a while after we got in the lifestyle on social media.
I wasn't convinced.
Yeah.
I had a lot of the stigma. I had a lot of, I don't know, I just felt like there was a lot of stigma around it. But then when we joined, I mean, we started sharing these videos, sharing these pictures, and we started realizing how much we love being watched. and how much we loved that aspect of it. And that's really how we started out in our journey in the lifestyle. It was a place to go for us to be spicy, for us to show off and stuff. And then the more I started talking to the women in the lifestyle, they were like, we all have OnlyFans. Like, that's what we do now. We do OnlyFans, you know, now that you're in the lifestyle, that's just what we do. We like to enjoy, you know, watching each other. We support each other. We share stuff back and forth. And so I was like, fuck it. I'll start one and I'll just take some pictures, some spicy pictures. And that's really it kind of built from there. And now it's been like about 2 years now we've had it.
And awesome.
It's awesome.
It's been a journey.
It's yeah. like so exciting. It's the coolest thing I've ever done. I tell everybody it's my favorite job that I've ever had. But it is very up and down.
Yeah.
There's
unreliable.
And that's what hurts, I think, is, you know, you go through these months where you're like, I am rocking it.
Yeah, and you're on top of the world, and then...
And you're like, ugh. Right. But we're at the point now that we've kind of unleashed everything, and we can go out there and get it, we're gonna get it hard. Now we know that if we fail, it's just strictly because we're ugly, and not because we didn't try. So, that's it. But we're gonna go out. We're gonna try to network a little more, and part of that's gonna be this whole, you know, bringing people onto this podcast and talking about
it,
because it's really hard, especially as a creator, to go out and find out, hey, what is my best path forward here, right? So even if we, you know, just talking to a brand new person coming in, brand new swinger couple, is like, yeah, I do want to get into this. Yeah. Everybody thinks that, hey, I'm gonna be able to post a picture of my foot and make $1,000.
Right, like, be, you know.
It is exhausting. It is absolutely fucking exhausting.
I tell every girl, all of people, everyone's talking about, I'm going to sell feet pictures. And all the girls I hang out with that don't do it, they're like, oh, I should just post a picture of my foot and make millions of dollars. And I'm just like, it is.
Yep.
You only knew, just before going into it, realize how much work it takes every single day. All the time.
Yeah. It's not just.
It is a grind. It is.
It's a whole like package. They want to see you. They want to know your personality. They want everything, not just.
We had gotten ourselves to this point. Like, I built it up real nice at one point, to where we were only having to work like 4 hours a week on it, and we were just sitting back and just like, sweet. And then everything just came crashing down. I'm like, fuck, I gotta work again.
You're like, no, you know?
Like.
That's when you start to relax.
So complacency is no longer part of this job anymore for me. Right. I'm just not going to get comfortable. I'm just going to keep grinding until I die.
Yeah. That's it. Only option.
Or until we're millionaires, you know, one or the other.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all it takes is one bad news story and we'll become millionaires, right?
Maybe.
Or just slap it on the back of our car, drive to school. All over the news.
And no.
I did reach out to the chick. There's a girl in Florida who did that on the back of her car.
Yeah.
And she got kicked out of the school parking lot or parking drop off or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I reached out to her because she was close enough. I was trying to see if she, you know, want to collab or something.
What's that noise?
I think it's the dog arguing with the cats.
Is she outside?
No, she's yelling at them in the Florida room.
Okay. Sorry. I just heard a weird noise.
Yeah.
Well, we have friends that has their like TikTok and Instagram and stuff on the back of their car, and like it's, and all their content is like swinger related and stuff like that. I'm like,
that's too much.
Yeah.
No, I look. I don't mind it being out there, but I want it to be out there to people that are looking for it.
That one.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Not for people that stumble upon it necessarily.
Right.
And that's. I also don't. You know. My kids eventually will understand this because that's how I'm going to raise them for it. But they don't need to deal with that shit now because they don't understand it and they're not going to understand how to explain it to somebody.
Right.
So there's no fucking reason for me to possibly get into that. But one day, and that was one of the concerns that we've had from, you know, parents and stuff is, what are you going to tell your kids?
That's the first question. That's our most asked question is, what about the kids? What about the kids?
I'm like, look. My kids are going to grow up in a household where mom and dad never fought.
Yeah.
And we are always holding hands.
We're always together.
I always show her respect.
That's right.
You know, my son is going to know how to treat a woman. And my daughter is going to know how to be treated. How to you know, what to expect, you know, in a relationship.
You set that bar.
That is not really something that everybody gets. You know what I mean?
Right.
not everybody has that example, and that's definitely contributing to our divorce rate in this country, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, to me, it's like, me doing porn is the least concern of everything in this scenario.
Right.
Not to mention, I mean, we spend so much time with our kids. Our kids are incredibly talented musicians.
Right.
And it's because we're able to
be here.
And be present with them, you know? So, you might not like what I do for a living, but, you know, my kids are going to pay off, and maybe eventually they'll be able to, you know, put me into a retirement home when they become rock stars or something. But
yes.
So, back to the OF page. Do you guys do, is your subscription based? Is it subscription and pay-per-view? Is it, how do you have your setup?
I have two. One is no pay-per-view, and then one is with pay-per-view. I ended up with two asking to be the thing everyone was doing, all the people I talked to. So we kind of started that, and it seems to work out because you have the different price points for different people, depending on what they're looking for. And that's kind of what we've based it on.
We did it. We've done it a few different ways at this point ourselves. So we had it at one point. I think when we started, it was like just $20 straight up, and everything was unlocked. And then it was like we went to $10 with pay per view, and then we were like $15 with no pay per view.
Yeah, we've tried everything.
We've done.
So, yeah,
we've tried
free, or no, we have never done free because
a lot of people do. A lot of our friends do free one. They have a free one too on top of that. Yeah.
So it turns into a lot to juggle, and we're just, I think we've settled basically at a low subscription price with, you know,
a higher
pay-per-view price because our pay-per-view videos that we do are, we have multiple angles. Like I go fucking wild with it. Cause I'm a tech dork.
Right.
So like I have multiple angles in there, and we've got, you know, people that we've, you know, virgins and stuff that we film with. So it's not like,
right,
just us fucking on every single one. And the ones where it's just us fucking, we usually don't do for like $30, but like our more, you know, premium, I don't know. Those are the ones that, you know, will sell for a little more. But for the most part, it's nothing too crazy because we learned that essentially it's you want to get people to your page and be able to interact with them. And that's, you know,
that's
where the money's at. So if you have that, if you have too high of an entrance barrier, then
they're
not going to come, you know?
Yep.
But we've been all over the place with it. We'll see where we end up. I'm not even convinced that I'm liking where I'm at now. So we may end up changing that again. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Always changes.
And then they're always, I feel like they kind of change, you know, how things are seen and stuff. Like I used to never have to worry about posting stories and shit. But now if I don't post stories on OF, then our fans don't even see our stuff. And then they don't interact with us.
Creators and this, that, and the other. So it's like, you know, ours just gets buried and they never see our stuff.
Yeah,
so
it's a learning curve, but
it always changes.
We're gonna get there. But whenever we get this to you, I'm gonna send you guys this video too. One thing that we're gonna start doing, you guys don't have to do it, but you're welcome to if you want to. We'll post this video up on our page and tag you guys both in it on OF. We're trying to get this to have a spread that is beyond just the adult side of things, obviously, because we all market in that realm. But this kind of gives us an ability to market outside, maybe collect people that are interested in the lifestyle but don't necessarily know how to find what they're looking for.
Right.
So I'm just going to go spread it wide and just, oh, I didn't mean it like that, but very appropriate for this podcast.
Right.
I'm going to spread it all over is what I meant to say. You know, get as much exposure as possible. We had to warn her mom since we're spreading it wide, and her mom's question is, she gets really close to the camera and goes, "Is she doing porn?" And she goes, "Not really, kinda, yeah."
Yeah. I was like, I just wasn't expecting it so quickly into our conversation about it for her to ask. I was like waiting for it to be like down the road, and it was like immediate. It was like
very blunt.
Oh man, it's like
that word.
Yeah. No, it was not even just porn. It was pornography. Like, just like,
oh, so
I was like, oh my gosh. Oh no.
I was like,
she also told us, she goes, you know, I hope that you guys can find another job.
Yeah, eventually.
And I go, well, look, as long as I'm this sexy, I'm going to keep making money off of it if I can. And that's where the phone call ended.
You're like, hey, we'll see you later. It was perfect.
Could be worse.
We recorded them, so we'll see if we release them at some point. We just wanted to record them just as like...
in case it goes poorly.
In case it went poorly, you know, just so we, you know, I don't know, historical documents or something. Who knows? Right. But, well, is there anything else that you guys would like to discuss? Anything worth talking about? Anything you'd like to promote? What do you have a favorite... What is your favorite pay-per-view right now? If you have to tell somebody coming to your page... This is the best one to buy.
I have spices.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
It's just a collab with another creator, content creator, Life of Spice. They're friends, really good friends of ours. So it was really comfortable. We felt really safe. And then we weren't planning on recording or filming, but we were there. We were spending the night, and it was just kind of like, we're both content creators.
Those are the best ones?
And we were like, well... If you want to pull the cameras out, we don't have to. We can, because a lot of our stuff is all very authentic. Like, we don't set up collabs. We just really don't. We have before if we are comfortable with the couple, but we just always have just recorded things in the moment. A lot of our stuff's just while we're in the hot tub with people, throw out the camera. And that's kind of how our page runs. And so we don't love, like, setting up cameras, doing the whole thing very much. And then we were like, you know, sure. We love recording, though, and we love having it. We love recording it for
ourselves. We still stand by, like, even now, like, when we meet a couple that just so happens to be other content creators, the first time we play with them, we never record.
We
want it to be a genuine connection, authentic. And then after that, if we were to record again later, like, we can. But still, like,
we're the opposite. We're the opposite, because we love capturing... the raw moment of the first time. And that's her whole thing, is virgins and stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, we love the first experience, the first connection. I mean, she's done photo shoots. One of our things that we set up were these, we called them erotic photo shoots. Essentially, I'd get, like, these X-rated magazines.
Yeah.
And we'd have somebody that we know is tested or whatever. And we'd say, all right, we're going to pick a scene out of this. We've never slept with them before. And you're going to recreate this. I'm the photographer. You guys are the models. And it's hot, you know?
It's pretty wild. It's wild. Go from, like, zero to, like, super, like, you know, wild like that.
But we know that's not for everybody. And the reason we can do that is because we don't feel like we necessarily have to have an emotional connection with other people, because we're just, I mean, we're
usually
obsessed
with each
other.
Where, you know, like,
it's fun, you know?
There's a few people that we've, like, you know, that are content creators that we've, like, done multiple, like, videos with, but for the most part it's like a one and done, you know, type thing, and we're like, okay, cool, that was fun, see you later, like, thanks for coming. So
that's the thing, like, we'll do it in the moment, a lot of stuff, like first time stuff, but that's usually for us, and then it's not usually proof we put on or off. But this was like a one time, like, not, it wasn't the first time,
no, it wasn't the first
but time. We I don't know. It was just one of those nights where it was super late. We weren't planning on it being, like, a really, you know, a big thing. And then it started, and it was good. It was just good. It was a good video. It just ended up being a good video.
All right. Well, so I think this one went much smoother. I could hear every word that you said.
Yeah.
I would have said something last time, too, but they kept on having this little thing that popped up in the screen that was like, don't worry, the video and audio recording quality is better than what you hear. So I was like... cool.
Yeah, like, I kept thinking.
And then I emailed the guy, and he was like, oh yeah, sorry, I'll let the development team know about your complaint. And I'm like, that's not a complaint, man, that's like a straight up mistake.
At first, like, I thought, like, you know, okay, like, maybe my, like, thing's not plugged in all the way or not, because, like, he wasn't reacting to, like, the, like, weird...
Come on, fucking professional.
Right, and so I was like, okay, maybe it's just me, like, I'll just deal with it, like, and then afterwards we were like, wait, you couldn't hear it? No, I couldn't hear it. Oh, no. I was like, oh, no, we just messed that up. So.
And then the recording came through, and only 10 minutes of it recorded on yours, but it was the full 30-minute interview compressed into 10 minutes. All of the gaps from when you guys were cut out on the microphone, the video just cut out completely.
It was so weird. But we were like, oh no, because at first you were like, maybe we can.
I was like, I can save this. So thank you guys for coming back. We had a great time talking to you. If you ever find yourselves near Disney or Secrets, hit us up. We'd love to just meet and just hang out. You know, we don't fuck everybody we hang out with either, you know, so you don't have to worry about that. We're cool with being friends, but we are open to fucking people we meet with, you know.
Don't fuck with the camera first. Like, most of the reason why we don't fuck with the camera first is because we've gotten so much shit for only swinging for content that we've kind of, I think, made it our thing that we swing with people first, like, with us together, without cameras, just to make them feel better. I think most of the time that's usually how it is.
I don't have enough time for that shit.
So that's like been our like new rule. So we
all that.
Some of our friends.
No, we are the same way. We always say on a first meet we never push it, but we always keep the opportunity open. You know, because ultimately we're all part of this lifestyle. You know what I mean? So if everybody's on the same page, that's the whole thing. Is you're not supposed to have the restrictions. You know, beyond what has been discussed, obviously, but. If you guys are ever in the area, hit us up. We live near the beach, so at the very least, I can get you some amazing beach photography shots.
Yeah.
I've got all the cool boudoir photography equipment, so we'll hook it up and maybe get some TikToks together or something on the beach, too. So, it was awesome talking to you guys. Thank you so much, and we will try to stay in contact the best we can, all right?
Yep.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Have a good one.
Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference, all kinds of pictures. They can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're going to let us play and advertise, that's probably going to be the right site for us to use. Right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you want to make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkwardxxx.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully we'll see you online at awkwardxxx. So I feel like this is one of those items that everybody always laughs about. Like, you kind of saw it in movies, you're like, oh, it's a penis pump, you know, and you're thinking, what is the point of that? Well, you know, along with all of this fame that I've been given through this podcast, Bathmate was kind enough to send me a penis pump to try out. Now, I told him, you know, on a good day, I'm pushing 9 inches. He sent me the Hydro Extreme 7. And I was hesitant to use it at first because, again, I don't really feel like I need this. But the way they explained it to me is this is kind of like a workout. My dick is like an athlete, like a professional athlete, like, let's say, an NFL player. And it needs to work out daily. So I need to pump iron with this thing about 3 times a day. Do 3 minutes of pumping, and then maybe 2 minutes of what we call jelking. And we do that 5 times a week, so 15 different sessions. To say that Stephanie can feel a difference is, I mean, it goes without saying. I can feel a difference because I'm feeling parts of Stephanie I've never felt before. So I know she can feel a difference. Y'all, it's fun. It feels pretty good. And, I mean, it boosts the confidence. I think you should check it out. Go ahead and get one for yourself. bathmatedirect.com/StephanieClassX.
Hey, Jason. I think it's time for some shameless self-promotion.
All right, babe. What do you got on your mind?
Well, we've been talking about the Spicy Pages a lot on the podcast, but I think it's time that we finally invite them in and let them see what it's all about.
Yeah, okay. I mean, everybody always wants to know how to get involved and all that kind of stuff. And the first way to get involved is to, you know,
actually see what it is that we do. All of our stuff is so real and so raw.
Right.
But how are you thinking we do it? Like movie announcer style?
Sure, we can give it a try.
All right, let's give it a go. In a world where ordinary podcasts just aren't enough, two podcasters with incredible genitalia break free from the mic to bring you an awkward experience like no other. Exclusive content awaits at virginitysnatchers.com.
Dive deep behind the scenes and join us for unfiltered, uncut, and undeniably wild adventures.
Don't just listen. Be a part of the journey.
You can come watch me take every single virginity, see close-ups as they enter my pussy for the first time, and get an even closer look into our kinky world.
How was that for dramatic?
I mean, it was dramatic. It might be a little over the top, but I think they'll get the point.
All right. Well, if y'all want to reach out to us, you check out our paid pages. You can find them all on virginitysnatchers.com. Love to interact. We love to do custom content, and we love to help answer your questions. If you need a guaranteed response, you find us on there. If you want to support us, that's the way to do it. Now,
let's get back to the show.